This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
I'm sure you've heard that Queen Elizabeth II has died. And some of the things we hear about Queen Elizabeth is, first of all, many people like her and adore her. In fact, currently there, as I preach this sermon, the last I saw, about the line to get to walk past her casket is about 5 miles long. And they're telling people, don't get in the line, but people are still getting in the line. And some of them are going to have to wait some 13 plus hours. Some may not even get to see her at all. We're told that she has a good sense of humor and had a good sense of humor. And, you know, we wonder, though, and, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, she's in heaven now. She's in a better place. And we're going to ask a question, actually look at the Bible, what the Bible has to say. You know, we're just going to ask, is the Queen in heaven today? And certainly, we're not going to presume to be God. I'm not God. I'm not her either. I don't know her heart. God, in fact, she didn't even know her heart as well as God knew her heart. But one of the things that we are going to look at is we're going to look at the Bible, and we're going to see what the Bible has to say about these issues. One thing you hear, and I really haven't heard this said about Queen Elizabeth, but one thing you hear people say quite often when someone dies, they ask for prayer for their family, but quite often they also ask for prayer for the person that died. And really, it's too late. Once someone's dead, it's too late to pray for them. You can pray for them before they die. You can tell them about Jesus before they die. You can implore them to repent of their sins. After they're dead, though, it's too late. Whatever has been done has been done. Whatever hasn't been done hasn't been done. In Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 through 28, we read, "And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation." So here it has been appointed unto man to die once. But then the judgment. And this, by the way, is for everyone. It doesn't say it's been appointed unto man to die and then the judgment, except if you're the queen, or if you're the king, or if you're the president, or if you're the speaker of the house, or if you're a wealthy businessman, then you can go to the front of the line. You know, there are a lot of people that aren't waiting in that line to go see the queen. People that are dignitaries, people that are President Biden has been there, and President Trump is going to be there, and also former President Trump and also former President Obama. But does their presence get her into heaven? The fact that they're showing up, all the other people, are they going to get her into heaven? No, it's appointed unto man to die once, and then the judgment. So every single person, regardless of their status, regardless of their wealth, regardless of how much they have, it is appointed unto everyone to die, and then the judgment. But we also see good news here. So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time apart from sin for salvation. So the bad news is that, first of all, we're appointed to die. Everyone's going to die. We can't escape death. And after death, we have the judgment. And one thing we'll see later on is that we've all sinned. None of us is perfect. None of us is good enough. And so that's a bad news. But the good news is that Jesus has died, and he's died to bear our sins. If we repent of our sins and place our trust in him, we have hope of salvation. One of the things that has been said is that, well, Queen Elizabeth has a good sense of humor. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your faster PC
solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions. Hey, it's going to be an exciting show today. We're going to be talking about the storm that's out there and ways that you can actually track the storm with your computer or your smartphone or your tablet. So we'll be going over that. We'll also be talking about the importance of data protection, protecting your data, really even before you have a problem, or you know, at least in the first, you know, well, it's ideal to do things before you have a problem. But at least if you don't, if you're not being proactive, you want to at least make sure that you're going out there and that you're protecting your data, and that you are. You know, if you notice any problems, if you see that your computer's acting up, you want to actually go out there and make sure that you are backing up your data. So we'll talk about the importance of that, talk about some things that, you know, we've seen from our customers in the this week, and we'll talk about speeding up, you know, how to speed up your computer, and we'll also go over some of the threats that we're seeing and some of the ways to not deal with the threats, some things to not do if you do have a screen that pops up. But first off, I know that there are people listening, and there are people in Florida, 1,000 new people moving here every day, and a lot of those people have never dealt with a hurricane before. And really, we've been having 1,000 people moving to Florida a day for quite some time. So this, for those that haven't been here for a while, haven't been through a hurricane, you know, there's probably a lot of learning that you need to do, and really, you know, how do you get prepared? How do you find out what needs to be done, and how do you find out where the storm's going? And really, no one really knows where the storm's going except for God. He's the only one that knows where this storm is going. He's also the only one that can change the direction of the storm. Certainly the weather and high pressure, low pressure, different things like that can play an impact. But if you believe, like I believe, that God controls the weather and God is sovereign, then he's definitely the one to pray to. But also, it is prudent, it is important to know, to learn, to study, to learn what you do need to do to study and to see what needs to happen. So this is something that we actually want to talk a little bit about. How do you find out what's going on? Of course, you know, there is a traditional media sources, and I know WPSL, if this hurricane, or I don't think it's a hurricane yet, but if it becomes a hurricane, or even if it's just a tropical storm, and it actually comes out there and you know, hits Florida and our area is affected, WPSL will be broadcasting, and that'll happen until or unless they lose power, they'll be broadcasting out there. You also have television stations that will be broadcasting. Your local TV stations will be broadcasting. If and when their stations are taken off of the air, they will actually continue broadcasting on social media, typically Facebook. You can actually go to their Facebook page, and you'll be able to see and hear. It might not be quite as high tech as it is when they're on the air, but you'll still be able to see what's going on. Also, one of the things that has happened in recent years because of social media, you know, it's not just the local news stations that can go on social media. Anyone can go on social media, and there are amateur people that follow hurricanes. Some of them are storm chasers. They'll actually go to the storms, and you can see live updates right from the middle of the storm. You know, if the storm doesn't hit here, of course, if it hits here, you probably know what's going on. But if it doesn't hit here and it goes somewhere else and you're curious, my wife is very interested in this type of stuff. She watches some of these storm chasers, and you can actually see, of course, you've seen the big ones on the Weather Channel and so on. But there are some amateurs that go out there. And there's one guy that my wife follows that up until recently hasn't been a storm chaser, but he has been going over the various models and projections and what the hurricane or storm could do or you know, where it could hit. That's Mike's weather page. And my wife is going to actually post a link into the comment section of the Facebook and YouTube videos, so that if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, or even if you're not there right now but you want to watch it a little bit later, you'll actually be able to go over there and you'll be able to see the link in the comment section. You'll be able to go to that page. You might like it as well. He's not a professional meteorologist, but he does do a really good job of going over the different projections and the models, and he has reports that come out at different times. He has recently started storm chasing. My wife was telling me that there's someone that was kind of trying to make fun of him and started calling him a redneck storm chaser. And he said, "Hey, I like that." So he actually has made some T-shirts that say redneck storm chaser. So there are a lot of ways that you can actually learn and check out what's going on. And you can actually find out different things about the storm. Now, for anyone listening that doesn't know what to do for, ahead of a storm, you want to have water because you might be out of water for a period of time. You want to also have food, canned food, something that you can open up if you don't have electricity. FPL has done a lot of work since 2004 when we got hit with those two hurricanes, and some people were out of power for 3 or 4 weeks. FPL has done a lot of work. I know in my neighborhood, most of the telephone poles are concrete telephone poles. Probably about half the telephone poles now are concrete telephone poles, and those are stronger. Presumably, things will be a little bit better. And less people will lose power, and if they lose power, they'll lose it for less time this time, hopefully. But, there is a possibility that you might be without power for an extended period of time. Now, you just want to prepare and plan. Canned goods are good for that because they've already been cooked. If you want to heat them up, you can. If you can't heat them up, you can. If you have a generator, you can use a generator for some small appliances, or some people have a big enough generator to run their entire house. But these are some things that you want to do. You want to have enough gas if you have a generator. Some people are starting to get gas. We got a few 5-gallon jugs filled up yesterday. But one of the things, again, we wanted to just let you know and just point you to is that there are a lot of different options to be able to, and if you're looking at the Facebook page right now, I can see the links in the Facebook page. We'll get those over to the YouTube video as well, because I know some of you guys don't have Facebook, but you'll be able to actually go over there. You'll be able to see some of the videos that are up there. He is live right now, I can tell you that. By the way, please continue listening to a Faster PC Live technical support. Don't miss out on a Faster PC Live technical support. But after this show is over, you could go over there and watch Mike on his weather page. And my wife, by the way, is listening to Mike instead of listening to me. But for shame, for shame, for shame. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic, as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show, or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Computer problems as well. And, you know, one of the things that we do have the links, again, to Mike's weather page up on our Facebook page, our Facebook live video, actually in the comment section of the live video going on Facebook. Also, in the comment section of the live video going on YouTube. And both of these will be available after the show's over. So if you're driving down the road or maybe you're shopping right now, you can't. And by the way, you might think if I'm shopping, I wouldn't be listening to you, but you actually can listen to the radio while you're in the store, as long as you have internet access on your phone. And a lot of stores, by the way, have wireless hotspots. I was in a store recently that didn't have good internet, from cellular, because of the structure of the building. A lot of buildings have metal, and I decided, well, let me search, and I searched, and lo and behold, they have a wireless hotspot available, free wireless internet that they allow you to connect to. So I connected there, and then I was able, to see the changes that my wife was making to the shopping list as I was going through the store. By the way, I've already been to aisle one, but she just added something to aisle one. Those are things that you can do with technology. But anyway, you actually can use the TuneIn app to listen to both WPSL and WCNO, and to listen to or watch the Facebook and YouTube videos of a Faster PC Live technical support. So, but anyway, if you're not able to watch right now, you can actually head over to our Facebook page, to our YouTube channel. You can watch that at your convenience, and you'll be able to see that and see what's going on. Now, one thing I did want to talk about is the importance of backing up your data. And what are we talking about with data? Sometimes people tell us they don't have any data, and then we try to explain to them, because we realize there's a lot of terms in computers and in technology that people don't understand. And so when we tell you that, ask you if you have any data, and people say, I don't have any data, we say, okay, data is pictures. Do you have any pictures? Oh, yes, I have pictures. Well, you have data. Do you have any documents, any Word documents, any letters? Maybe you have a prescription. A lot of people that are older have a prescription list that they've typed up, they print it out, they can take it to their doctor. Their doctor has all the list of prescriptions. Of course, it changes from time to time, and they need to go in and make changes to it. Do you have any Excel spreadsheets? Do you have a Quicken file or a QuickBooks file? These are all examples of data. Do you have videos? Do you have maybe a receipt of software that you purchased? And without that receipt, you're not going to be able to ever reinstall, or maybe a product key for that software, and you're not going to be able to ever reinstall that, or maybe even the download link or the download file to install a particular software program. It's kind of important to keep these things. These are examples of data. Music files are examples of data. Pictures are a really big thing because, if you lose pictures, well, unless you can get that picture from someone else, it's lost. You can't go back, even if you went back to the same location with the same people and they all had the same outfits on and you took the same picture, the lighting would be different, people would be different, people would look different. You're not going to get maybe everyone in the picture. And so data is very important. Now, it's important to back up your data on a regular basis, to be proactive about it, to back up your data when you don't know that there's a problem or you don't know whether there's a problem. It's important to make regular backups of your data. And this is something that we encourage you to do. And we encourage you to do this on a regular basis. And there are ways that this can happen. It can happen through, depending on the size of your data, you can back up to a flash drive. There are even some large flash drives, although some of the large ones we haven't found to work very well. It could just be the brand. It's probably not the size of the drive. It's probably just someone went out and got a cheap, no-name brand, and sometimes they don't work as well as the big name brand. In fact, there's probably a reason that it's not a big name brand. You can back up to a flash drive, you can back up to an external hard drive. One thing that we do recommend is that you have a copy of the backup offsite, because you want to protect against a few things. You want to protect against fire. So if you have fire and your computer and your backup are in the same place and the fire damages both of them, well, what do you have? You have nothing. So you want to have a copy offsite. What about theft? What if someone breaks into your house or into your office and steals your computer and your backup because they're both in the same place? What about what happens if you have someone that gets mad at you and purposely damages your computer and your backup? It might seem to be a little bit rare, but we've seen all three of those things happen. Also, by the way, what happens if you're tricked into opening up a link that starts encrypting your data? Well, let me tell you something. If your backup drive is connected to that computer at that time, chances are your backup is going to be encrypted as well, which means that you have no chance of recovery without paying the ransom to the criminals who are holding your data hostage. Now, you also have data hard drive failure. So this happens really probably more often than any of the other things that we have mentioned. Your hard drive just fails. And it's important to make sure that you have a backup in the case of hard drive failure. You also have mistakes that you can make. Everyone makes mistakes. And let's say you're working in a file. Maybe you're working in that prescription file, or maybe it's a paper that you're working on for a school project, or maybe a report for work, and you're almost done, and this is important, and it's time sensitive. You've got to get this in, and you actually highlight everything, and you accidentally hit the delete key. And then you close it, and it asks you if you want to save, and you click save, and you realize you open it up again, and it's blank, and there's nothing there. Maybe your mistake's not quite that big, but it's possible to make a mistake that big. So you want to protect against mistakes that you make as well. But I'm going to focus today on the hard drive failure, because in the last week, I think it was actually. Not this week, but last week, we actually had a church that came in with their computer, and the report was that for the last few months, they've been having errors, and they've prayed, but they didn't bring the computer into a Faster PC to have us fix the problem. They just hoped that it would go away, or hoped that their prayers would be answered and things would work. And the problem was the hard drive in this, and the hard drive is what stores all of the programs. Your operating system is on the hard drive. All of your programs are on the hard drive, and all of your data is on the hard drive. Well, the hard drive died, totally dead. I mean, we weren't able to get any life out of this at all. And so we actually did, there is a solution in many cases to recover the data, and that's through a data recovery facility. And we do have a data recovery facility that we work with. Now, these guys are really top notch. They have clean rooms. They can, I'm going to show a picture this is a hard drive that I'm showing on the screen. I'll verbally describe this. It's a hard drive that has a clear top on it. There are platters and traditional platter drive. There are platters that move around. There's an arm that moves back and forth. There's typically, you're going to have a controller on the backside. This doesn't have the controller because this is just for demo purposes. But you're going to have a electronics back here that's going to allow the drive to function properly. So you do have magnetics. There's a lot that can go wrong with a drive. Well, these data recovery facilities can actually take the drive apart. Typically, if you took the drive apart, you would damage it so that it's not usable if you took a working drive apart. Well, they actually take these drives apart, they replace the part that's bad, and then in many cases, they can get your data. In fact, you don't pay anything unless they can get your data off of there. Well, we did send that drive out to the data recovery facility. Now, this week, we had another customer that brought his computer in, and this customer, the computer wasn't booting, and in fact, the computer was saying that it didn't recognize the hard drive, and I told him right off the bat, there's not a good chance that we're going to get your data here, but do pray, because God does answer prayer. Now, we talked earlier, the church, they certainly prayed. Hopefully, they'll get their data. By the way, it's going to cost them a pretty penny to get their data. and not just a pretty penny. It's going to cost them probably, they're probably going to pay $800 to $1,000, maybe even more money to get their data if they're able to get their data off of the drive. This other customer, they're a managed services customer, and we actually had a few months ago had talked to him about upgrading his hard drive to an SSD drive, and he said, "No, I don't really want to do it right now. I'm going to stay with it like it is. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. I might buy another computer, and I don't want to upgrade it this time." Well, he should have done it because the drive died. Total dead. Now, the computer didn't recognize it. I told him there's not a good chance of getting the data back. But, in this case, and in fact, in most cases, we're able to retrieve data when a drive is failing. In most cases, not all cases, probably 98 to 99% of the time, we can get the customer's data, or at least most of the data. And thankfully, in this case, we were able to get the data. Now, both of these people had a chance to take action ahead of time. Both of these entities had a chance to take action ahead of time to protect their data, but didn't do so. Hopefully, they'll both learn from this, and hopefully you, that hopefully haven't had a data failure, had a hard drive failure, hopefully you can learn from their lessons. You can learn a lesson from their losses or potential loss in the one case, and actually start making backups of your data. And again, you don't want to have your data in just one location. Some people tell us, "Well, I want to clean up my hard drive. I want to move data from my hard drive to an external drive." Well, that's the worst thing you can do, because the external hard drive is going to have a higher failure rate than the internal hard drive, because you can drop it, you can kick it, you can bump into it, there's so many different things that can happen to an external drive that it's less reliable than the internal drive in your computer, and those fail as well. So we do have solutions here at A Faster PC where we can actually help you. We can create a script where you can back up your data. If you want to back it up yourself, this script would be dependent on you doing the work. And just think about that. How diligent are you? Are you diligent enough to do this? Are you diligent enough to make sure that this is something that you're taking care of? Well, or if not, are you, do you want to go with an automated solution? So we have some manual solutions. We do have some automated solutions also through software such as Acronis. But it still does require some changing of drives on your part and double checking. It can require fixing problems. We also have a managed services backup. And the managed services backup, you actually don't have to do anything. We actually log in. We configure the system to make a backup, and it can use a local backup for cache, and it also backs up to the cloud. And to protect your data, we have a password that actually prevents anyone from being able to get into that data set and recover it without that password. And this is foolproof, and it does cost a little bit of money, but you know what? It's less expensive than losing your data, especially if it's important to you. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website, afasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says, "Listen to A Faster PC." That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. Answer your questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems and technology problems as well. And of course, we're monitoring the lines and monitoring our Facebook and YouTube comment section for any questions that might come in there. I want to mention again that if you missed the first segment of today's show, or maybe you haven't hopped over to the show, to the videos to watch them yet, you can actually head over there, and we have links to Mike's weather pages, to his website, his Facebook page, and also to his YouTube channel. So you have a few different options. If you want to check that out, he does cover and he gives a lot of information And again, he's not a professional meteorologist, but he's very knowledgeable and can inform you quite a bit. So you can head over there, watch those links. We also did talk about, if you are, by the way, interested in the last segment, we were talking about our managed services. If you're interested in our managed services backup or our self-help backup, where we can configure something that makes it easy for you to back up. And by the way, that, again, it is dependent on you, and it's dependent on you also doing things correctly. We actually had one customer, a business customer, a doctor's office, that we made a backup script, showed them how to make the backup, and 6 months later, they needed to restore from the backup because their drive totally died. And there was no recovery other than sending it out to data recovery facility, which they probably should have done, because they ended up having to rebuild everything, because the backup that they had was the backup that I had made when I showed them how to make the backup. And they actually, the lady said she had made the backup every day. She was she's someone that I would trust. I would say that she probably was telling the truth, but somewhere she wasn't doing something right, or maybe she was just lying, but I think she was telling the truth, that she was actually trying to go through the process, but somehow she wasn't making the backup. It wasn't actually working. And so one of the things is, those self-help, they are dependent on you, and they're dependent on you also monitoring and making sure that the data that you're backing up is there. And again, we do recommend multiple locations or cloud backup. And cloud backup, of course, you want to make sure that the cloud provider is also providing redundant copies of your data. What do I mean by redundant copies? Well, a redundant copy means that if you make a change to the file is saved on your computer, and then it's saved to the cloud backup, but you realize that you made a mistake, or maybe the file became encrypted because you were tricked into opening up a link. Well, you want to go back to a version that wasn't encrypted, or to a version prior to the mistake. And you'll have to do that. It will take some time, and you'll have to be able to roll back to, a different version. You'll have to have, typically some of the providers provide 30 days worth of backups. Well, every version, every change, they'll provide that backup. By the way, our managed services, you can go back a year or two or three or four or five or six or seven, which, by the way, HIPAA, if you're a medical office, HIPAA requires 6-year data retention. For malpractice suits, you need to store data for 7 years. You may be in an industry that provides, that has regulation that requires data to be kept for an extended period of time as well. So whatever the case is, we can actually help you. If we do that managed services plan, you can go back. You can roll back to one of those previous times. If you're using a cloud storage, you want to be able to go back to prior to when the mistake was made, prior to when the file was deleted, prior to when the data was encrypted. Hopefully you don't have any of those situations, but you make backups just like with hurricanes. You prepare and you pray and you hope that it doesn't hit, but you're preparing in case it does hit. With backups, you are preparing in case you have catastrophic failure, and you want to be able to protect from all the different things that I mentioned, the error that you might make, encryption. You want to protect from hard drive failure. You want to protect from fire, from theft, from sabotage. All of these things, we have had customers that have lost data from each of these things. Now, I would say most customers haven't lost data from multiple of those. But, and by the way, do you know that if you're a victim of ransomware where your data is encrypted and it's being held for ransom. Do you know that most of the time the people that infiltrated your system actually add software that makes it easier for them to get in next time? And if you've been hit, in most cases, you're going to be hit again. And so it's very important that you actually, that you actually have a backup that takes precaution and can protect you from that type of a threat. So we can actually help you with each of those. Now, I'm going to switch gears here, and I'm going to talk about something else, because one of the things that we dealt with this last week, and if you missed last week's show, you can actually go and watch that on either Facebook or YouTube, and you can get the links to both of those from our website, afasterpc.com. But we talked last week about how you will want to, if you're doing a search, first of all, if you have a pop-up that pops up on your screen that says your computer is infected, don't turn it off. Call this number. Do not call that number. We mentioned this so many times. Some of you are saying, why is he mentioning this again? And it is because every week we have people coming in that call the number. Almost every week. And this week we had someone just came in today. They didn't call the number, but what they did is they did something that we talked about last week. They actually had a friend that actually searched for a Microsoft support. Well, they found a page that offered Microsoft support, except that it wasn't Microsoft that was providing the support. And we talked about that last week. There are a lot of people out there that can support Microsoft products. Now, some of these people are scammers. By the way, these scamming organizations, these hacking organizations, they operate, sometimes people say, well, why don't they just get a legitimate job? They, they're obviously smart. They can actually have a legitimate job and they can make legitimate money. Well, they believe that their job is legitimate and they are making money, and they have a business model and a compensation model. The people that actually get in and infect you get a certain percentage. The people that write the software that help them get in make a certain percentage. The people that negotiate the ransom, they make a certain percentage. So all of this is, they have HR departments. Some of the people that are there that actually work for this agency believe that they're working for a legitimate company. So you've got to realize that these scammers, the hackers, they, even though what they're doing is wrong, what they're doing is evil, they are operating with a legitimate business model. Even though what they're doing is not legitimate, it is a business model, and so just know that. It's very important to realize that just because you do a search for Microsoft support or for Adobe support or for anyone out there, whatever support it is, Quicken support, Intuit support, just because you find a page that says they provide that support doesn't mean it's Microsoft or Adobe or Intuit. You've got to look at the website. And we showed you how to do that last week. And, but don't just randomly call numbers that you find off of the web and assume. You want to verify. And really what you want to do is you want to look, and I'll show this real quick. We went into this more in depth last week, but I'll actually switch over to a full screen. I'll verbally describe this for those listening on the internet. But let's say, we wanted to go to a website, and I'll just type one out, and this is one of the things I went over, is first of all, knowing the address that you want to go to. If you know the address, there's no reason to search. In fact, a lot of people do search. So what I'm going to do is actually just type in a URL into a web browser. Now, a web browser is a program you use to browse the web, and I typed in account.microsoft.com. I know this is a legitimate website. I can type that in. I can hit enter, and it'll go there. But right underneath that, it says it has visit, but I can also search for a lot of times, a little bit ago, it said search. And so before I had the full URL, it said search. A lot of people actually are searching instead of actually going there. So what I want to do is I want to actually go there. Now, this is account.microsoft.com. Now, what I want to point out here, the account and account.microsoft.com is a subdomain. So it's a subdomain of Microsoft.com. So Microsoft.com is a big website. They have a lot of subdomains. So when we go to account.microsoft.com, it is actually its own website. So this account.microsoft.com is its own website, and that's for managing your account for your personal Microsoft products. So if you went to, let's say, a website that was Microsoft.iscamyou.com. Now, of course, a website's not, you know, scammers aren't going to use something that obvious in their domain name. But if you had a website that had something like that, account.microsoft.iscamyou.com, you have to realize whatever comes right before the .com or the .net or the .org or the .whatever is the domain. So in this case, that's Microsoft, because it's Microsoft.com. That is the domain. So that's one way you can make sure that if you're going somewhere, you can make sure that you're not going to the wrong place or going to a place that actually can get you into trouble. So when this customer called the number, they were told, well, I'll stay on the phone with you and walk you through. You're going to go to the store and you're going to buy gift cards, and I'll help you buy the right gift card. Now, why would they do something like that? Well, they'll do something like that because once you buy the gift card, see, if they take your credit card number, you can go to your bank and you can challenge that transaction. But if you buy a gift card, you've bought it, and then you give them the number, they can take the money from that gift card, and they're able to use that gift card. And that's one of the ways the scammers are operating. So we want to help you protect you. A lot of our customers.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Queen Elizabeth II in Heaven? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.